Well, moving on now, attacks across Iraq on Tuesday killed nearly 30 people, making July the deadliest month in 2013. In the northern city of Kirkuk, a total of 7 people were killed in 2 blasts targeting mosques packed with people who had gathered for evening prayers. 9 people were also killed in the northern governorate of Nineveh. A series of attacks, including a car bombing, targeted 3 mosques in Dura and Kut, south of the capital Baghdad. At least 12 worshippers were killed in these attacks. The recent death toll brings the toll from violence in July to 638. Over 1,440 people were wounded through July 23rd. Nearly 3,000 people have been killed so far in 2013. Meanwhile, people are preparing to mark the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, the first Imam of Shia Muslims, on the 21st day of the holy month of Ramadan amid tight security. Let's go to Washington and talk to Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, first of all, how do you explain the latest spate of violence in Iraq?
It is very regrettable, especially if it occurs in the holy month of Ramadan. But, of course, there are many indications about why it is occurring. For one, there is an activism as a result of the conflict in Syria and the penetration of extremist groups into Iraqi lands. Basically, the roles have been switched. In the 10 years ago, it was people going from Syria to Syria to Iraq. Now Iraq is influencing Syria, but again, Syria is sending people back to Iraq. So it's like a pendulum swinging from one side to the other. I would attribute it to the lack of strict monitoring and scrutinizing of the borders. It's also an urban phenomenon because it does not occur in countrysides, and it exploits a security loophole always during the time for prayers, which are holy moments. But the first strategic conclusion is that the United States does not get in. I mean, like, say, the United States is going to leave. So domestic violence in Iraq is an Iraqi phenomena, and it does not shatter the geopolitics of the area, and there are no talks in Washington how to interfere in Iraq. So these are important strategic trends. With extra effort, Iraq can combat terrorism and protect the sanctity of its mosques and also the lives of its citizens.
And in speaking of terrorism and security, I mean, let's talk about the recent jailbreak in Iraq. I mean, what could be the consequences, both politically and socially?
For one, it's a very targeted operation because you are mobilizing all of your effort toward a certain location. So it's a very well-studied operation. And the security apparatus in Iraq has to stop this, has to understand the mentality of the criminals. But it could be dangerous. Why? Because these are big, big names in criminal activities. Once they are free, they can form their own militias, they can attract the followers, they can go underground. So you will have a mushrooming and a snowballing of criminal and terrorist activities. So unless really you contain that phenomenon, you will have more cells operating and killing people and not respecting while people are praying and shooting at them. So you have to prevent the proliferation of criminal elements by protecting prisons. This is a dangerous situation. This is basically a big loss if you free prisoners from their place of confinement.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University. Thanks for your time there, sir.